Hello? Hey, my name is Joel. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems of our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with Stacia?
Hold up.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Am I speaking with Ms. Stacia Watson?
I told you, what's the hold on? What were you saying now about research? What did you say now?
Yes, my name is Joel. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Stacia Watson?
Research and what?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a few questions concerning the state and local communities?
What's that?
Okay. I'm speaking with Ms. Stacia Watson, right?
Yeah. You say you're asking a question, you said.
Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Did you hear me, Ms. Stacia? You will be voting, right?
I will be voting.
Okay. And what is your race, ma'am?
My race.
Mm-hmm.
African American. Why?
Okay.
Why?
No, just a question. Yes. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Do I consider what? What's that?
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, I'm African-American, I think.
Okay.
That's okay. The African-American.
Okay. In what year were you born, ma'am?
Oh, no, that's too much.
That's way too much.
You don't need a long time.
Just a year, that's all. You don't have to tell us the month or none of that. Is this the year, Ms. Stacia?
'84.
Okay. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Andy Kim. Have you ever heard of Andy Kim, South Jersey, U.S. congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate? Yes?
Yeah,
I'm a bad guy. Hmm? Andy Kim. Excuse me?
Say that? I didn't hear you well.
I said I'd like to read you. All right, I said I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 means a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Okay.
I said cold.
Cold.
For Andy. Cold.
For Andy Kim.
Huh?
Andy Kim.
What's that?
Okay, for each person, for each person that I mention you, I would like for you to give me, if you is a number between 1, or between 0 and 100, okay?
For the name that you call,
for the name,
individual.
Uh-huh, and tell me how you would feel about that person. Andy Kim is the first person on a scale from 1 to 100.
On the scale of 1 to 100?
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe 20. I don't remember the number. Maybe 20.
20? Okay. What about Bob Menendez?
About 60 or so.
60? Okay. What about Ravi Bala?
I don't know. 5? I don't know.
A 5? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Stephen Fulop?
Yeah. Oh, they have a bad
story. Oh, what about Stephen Fulop, ma'am?
Thank you.
20, you said?
Huh?
Stephen Fulop. How would you rate Stephen Fulop between 0 and 100?
Maybe 12, 20, probably.
20? 20, okay. What about Rob Menendez? Rob Menendez. First we said Bob Menendez, which is senior, and then we have Rob Menendez, which is junior. How would you rate him between 0 and 100?
60.
60, okay. What about Joe Biden?
60.
60 also. What about Phil Murphy? Phil Murphy? How would you rate Phil 80. Murphy? 80?
I guess 80.
Okay. What about Tammy Murphy?
20?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for your opinion. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Right now, I can't even. Yeah.
What is your first thought? What is the first thing that occurs to your mind when you hear that name? Just give me a couple words to describe it.
I don't have a long video.
All right, take your time. You don't have to rush.
When you get the time, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You could ask him for a big bird, for this big bird. But you want to
excuse me?
Not you.
Okay. So, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Right now,
excuse me?
I need a flash of that.
I didn't hear what you said.
right now.
Can't think of anything. Okay. No problem. Okay, ma'am, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? You could say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove. Which one of those four would you say?
I thought that was falling. I thought something was falling just now. I'm trying to put this in my bag. Can you hold it?
Okay, I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna tell you again.
You ready? Water. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready?
What do you ask?
Okay. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as a member of Congress? Where you have four options. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Approve of what? Approve of what?
Of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress.
Oh, okay. You want to know if I approve of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you was asking, right?
That's right. That's right.
Oh. Well, you know, something.
So you somewhat approve.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. So, and yes. if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
What was your actual question?
Okay. If the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
So you're asking me, what's your question? What is your question?
I'm asking you if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
So you want to know if I would vote for one of those?
Yeah, which one of those would you vote for? Which one? I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
I said Baba.
You would pick Bob Menendez.
That's right.
Is that what you said?
I said maybe Bob. That's what I said. Mm-hmm.
So that's the one that you would pick, maybe Bob Menendez. And let's say Bob Menendez.
That's the example I said, maybe Bob.
Okay, but if we needed a direct answer from you or to pick one of them, which one would it be?
Can I just say the name?
I can't understand. I'm sorry.
I said the name already.
Which name was it?
The name that I spoke.
Which one was it?
You heard me say Bob. I only called one name.
Can you say it one more time, please?
Oh, my God. I said Bob. I'm getting
irritated. Oh, okay. I got you. Thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez and Kyle Dacey and Rabbi Bala, for whom would you vote?
I actually with you already. Are you asking me the same question?
No, this is another question. First, I mentioned Bob, which was senior.
Okay.
And now we're mentioning the Democratic primary election for Congress.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, what's your question? I said, what is your question?
Okay, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez and Kyle Dacey and Ravi Bala, for whom would you vote?
For which would I vote? It's a hard one, you know.
Okay.
It's just, that's what my transportation.
Take your time. Think about it. Excuse me?
Go ahead. You have to call the name out again because I have so much on my mind right now.
Okay.
What's the name?
The name is Rob Menendez, Kyle Dacey, and Ravi Bala.
Either Kyle or the last one.
The last one?
Transportation is here. My transportation is here. It's important. Luckily, it's not mine. So I have to
Excuse me? Rob said again.
Transportation. I said, lucky is a line.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, because you're cutting off. I mean, it's like your signal. It sends you away, then you come back. So it's hard.
Transportation is ready, but thank God it's a line. My transportation is here. I said maybe the last one. The second one.
There you go. You're cutting off again. The second to last. We're talking about. Okay, I'm gonna read them some because there's only three names. I'm gonna say three names. Okay.
The second to last name. I'm going on my transportation.
Okay. Next question. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Oh, my. I said to you, second to last name.
Yes, we're moving on. We're moving on. Listen to the question. This is a different question now. It's not the same question anymore. Listen to the question that I'm asking you. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I told you I was sitting on the bus. I mean, you can. Oh, God. Have mercy. I'm tired. I was getting on the bus anyway. What is it? How many more questions? Because this is a while now.
No, we're almost done. We're almost done. This is just a little.
How many more questions?
Let's say we're halfway through.
What do you mean by halfway through?
Halfway
through. How many? Because I'm now on my transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've been talking for a while.
Let's say another, what, 5-10 minutes? Let's do this quick. And I mean, the quicker we answer a question, the quicker we'll get past.
I mean,
please.
This was like too long.
No. All right, let's be quick about it and we'll get it over with. Please. All right, look, this question is easy. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Hello?
Basically, right now.
Hello?
Like, hello, my name is Josh.
Hello, ma'am.
And I've been talking to several researchers about the Harvard Kennedy School.
Hello?
I said, I'm thinking this is way too much questions.
You know what? Can I call you back later or tomorrow so we can continue and finish off the questions? Would that be fine?
I'm on the bus.
You're on the
bus? I'm on the bus.
Okay. Are you still able to talk right now?
No, because I have to go away to another bus. I'm not sure if my next bus is going to be. I'm on the bus right now.
So can I call you back in an hour, or can I call you back tomorrow around the same time? I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. All I know, I'm on the bus. I'm trying to get home. That's all I know. All right? That's
okay,
all I know.
So I will call you back in an hour. Will you be home in an hour?
What do I know? You're asking me, like, way overboard questions. What do I know?
I mean, I just would like for us to finish out the questions here.
If you ask about a survey, it has
yes.
to be true. There be no long survey. Mm-hmm. If this survey is this long, then somebody has to be paid for doing a survey. That's
mm-hmm.
way too long. That's the truth.
Well, right now we're a little bit over halfway through. We're almost done with it.
Yeah, but I need to get my cell phone. Okay?
You got off the bus? Or you getting on the next one?
Knowing about how people feel and what people think about policy
Ms. Watson?
Right, I got to go. I cannot stay on the line. I got to go.
Okay, so can I call you back?
Some sensitive topics in appreciation for sharing your time and opinion.